Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcast. Finally, summer has arrived here at the farm, so I'm under a little bit of time pressure to get this out before we drive home. Usually I have one rainy weekend day down here at the farm where I can stop and do a little podcasting, but June 15th came and the rain stopped, and my prediction, Mikey's almanac prediction, is that we're going to have a drought now for a couple of months, because this is shaping up to be just like the year that we built the house down here. Poor guy that built this house went crazy for all of May and half of June. It rained, and then it stopped, and it didn't rain again until, I think, August sometime. It was a huge drought. So I've been out mowing and working on hydraulics on the tractor and getting huge bolts off of things that didn't want to come off, and I've run out of daylight here, so I gotta do this fast. Anyway, this week is a repeat in a way, because it's back to the He Who Pays the Piper Calls the Tune theme. For all of you who are interested in community podcasting, this is yet another week where we get to learn the lesson about where the money comes from, because and how that source of money affects what you do. Why is that? Well, because this week the House Appropriations Committee cut CPB's budget a whole lot, and of course all of us are up in arms and worked up about that. I am too. I'm a supporter of CPB, and I'm sad to see them get their budget cut, but partly this is an annual event. It seems to happen every year, and the other part of it is that, again, why are we surprised? You know, CPB does not do things that red state America likes. For all of their protestations to the contrary, and so once again, this is the lesson that says when you're doing community podcasting, be careful where you take your money from, because at some point or another, the people who come up with that money might just turn around and say, you know, I don't like what you're doing, and I'm not going to pay anymore. And don't say to me that you didn't think about it back then, because whenever you take money from someplace, you got to think about the implications. And I think it's most important when you're taking money from the government and the government changes to a conservative regime. So anyway, it's a repeat rant brought home by the annual House Appropriations Subcommittee voting to cut CPB's budget a lot. I don't imagine that it'll actually amount to much, because there's always a huge rumpus, and it gets fixed in other committees. But you never know. This might be the year that they actually cut CPB's budget. But you're podcasting. You're a community podcaster, and you must be if you're listening to this. And you don't have to do that, because A, it doesn't cost very much money to do this stuff, and B, because of A, you don't have to take a whole lot of money to get yourself on the air. So be strong, stick to your guns, and don't take money from people who are going to shut you up. That's my rant of the week. Anyway, this is sort of a rush-together version of Sex and Podcasting from the farm this week, because summer finally came in all of its glory, and I had to get out and work instead of playing here in the studio. I was waiting for some rain, but I don't think it's going to rain for a while, so you may see a string of these really short, slapdash versions of Sex and Podcasting until the weather gets worse. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.